And now we return to JB, John Boggs, with more of The Breakfast Club here on PG 14, J Country 101 Radio. You realize, John, I'm leaving the door open big time for you.
I know. I kind of feel like a batter that's getting strikes thrown.
Strike one, strike two.
You know, Jeffrey O, we're talking about this breakfast on Saturday. I tried to talk you into joining my team for the 2012 Summer Slim down at the community center. And just want to shout out to my team members. After the first week, we were in first place.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, how about that?
Don't eat and have a treat.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're talking with Dan Watson and Judy Garr about downtown beautification in Dunkirk, but we're also talking about some other things going on in Dunkirk. Judy, for years, I can't imagine anybody who doesn't know about the concert series, but there may be a listener or two that doesn't, so let's talk a little bit about the Dunkirk concert series.
The Dunkirk Beautification Committee, once the Webster Depot Park was completed, which was also done all with donated funds. We have a beautiful pavilion there that we're able to provide free concerts throughout the summer months, starting normally the Saturday after Glass Days and goes on until August. Every Saturday, normally from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we have musical entertainment coming in. We have hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, popcorn, Cokes, this type of thing. Even Mayor Watson has been down there flipping hamburgers last year, and he's going to be flipping hamburgers this year.
Good.
There again, these are all from donations throughout Jay County that helps sponsor these concerts for us. A variety of entertainment, but for something good old family fun, bring your lawn chair, come out and enjoy.
Great. Dan, you know, as the new mayor of Dunkirk, every city and town in the country is facing a financial crisis, and they don't have enough money to provide all the services. What does it mean to have a group of citizens that pull together and do things like this?
Well, like I said, you hit it on the head. Every city's struggling as far as that goes financially, but we couldn't do what we're doing without the groups that we have. You know, like I said, I can't say enough about the groups. There are so many people that are involved behind the scenes, and to sit there and try to name them, it would do an injustice because there are so many people involved, but they know who they are. You know, it's like everything else. It takes volunteers. It takes a strong volunteer base, and we have that in Dunkirk. We have that in Jay County for the most part. I mean, you know, I was at the meeting with Becky Skillman the other day, and I think that was, you know, she could see it. You know, everybody can see it, that's why Jay County does as well as they do, because of the people that step up to the plate and volunteer. And without, like I said, without them, we wouldn't be where we're at now.
Yep. Well, again, this weekend, you get a chance to meet some of those people.
Yes.
And have a good breakfast.
Absolutely.
Donate to a good cause.
If you walk away still hungry, then there's something wrong, because
exactly.
There's going to be plenty of food out there. Mayor Watson will also be out there, maybe flipping pancakes.
So. Okay.
From hamburgers to pancakes.
I thought you were going to say hot dogs.
whatever they need.
Let's give our listeners the specifics again. It's this weekend.
It's Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock at the Dunkirk Elks Lodge, which is right there on Main Street, 1026 South Main.
Okay.
Also would like to thank the Elks Lodge for stepping up and allowing us to have these breakfasts in their facility and helping us out with this. And the beautification members will be in there helping serve this breakfast. We have Elk members who will be in the kitchen preparing the food, and Andrea Weekly making our wonderful biscuits. So it's just, there again, it's a joint effort within the whole community.
And the cost?
The cost is free will.
Just a free will donation.
What would you like to donate? That's correct.
Okay.
There will be forms available if anyone would like to donate a tree for $225. You can contact either Dan or I, or Gan Rife, who is the treasurer of the Beautification Committee, for any other information. Marilyn Bell Blankenbaker will be glad to have information on this. I will say we have gotten a lot of good donations throughout Jay County for this.
Okay. And Dan, you know, of course, if we don't raise enough money, we face having Bill and Chuck back on the radio.
That's for sure.
And I know Bill's laughing right now as he's listening to this. So, well, again, we encourage our listeners to turn out this Saturday and have a great breakfast, meet some great people, and make a donation to a great cause. So, Dan, Judy, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Well, John, we appreciate the opportunity to be over here, and you know you're always welcome at Dunkirk, and try to come over for the breakfast.
I sure will.
John. We appreciate all you guys do at WPGW also.
Well, thank you very much. Jeff, back to you. When we come back, we're going to talk about purses, something that's near and dear to yours and my heart.
As long as that has green in it.
Well, we'll find out. I understand some of the purses are actually going to have something in them.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. It's 8:30. This is WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana.